You're listening to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. For a number of years, artist Jan Brandt ran a gallery out of the old Coca-Cola plant in Bloomington. But after a while, that location kind of lost its fizz. So she pulled up stakes and paints and fabrics and ink and grabbed a new partner in art to establish a new studio and gallery space. Now Brandt shares exhibition and creative space with fellow artist Jeannie Breitweiser, and Brandt says they're keen to share.
So it'll be two different artists working in one space that is divided, and we will collaborate on some things, and we already, you know, we bounce ideas off each other. We've been friends for a long time, yep. So, you know, it's just great. This way we get to split expenses, and we have a lot of the same friends, but we also get to meet each other's friends and contacts. We're just thrilled.
Where were you before, Jeannie?
Right next door. We were right next door to
in
each
the
other.
In the Coca-Cola plant building.
Mm-hmm. And we just got to build our friendship more and more, and as things changed, why we got closer and just shared a lot of the same ideas and stuff like that. So she's a good mentor for me.
How do you feel about that?
That means a lot to me. I just constantly am sort of brainstorming out loud. So Jeannie actually, it doesn't seem to bother her that it inspires her, you know, makes it easier for us to get along. It might bug other people, but
yeah,
she's an inspiration to me also, because she's been involved in propping for place for years in our community and has done so much great work in the Bloomington Normal Theater group. So,
well, let's talk about your different styles. Now, what type of artwork do you create, Jan?
I vary. I'm a mixed media artist. I'm a printmaker. That's when I went back to school, I concentrated in printmaking, but I also like to push the envelope in my artwork, and I also do painting, but I've also, over the last couple years, have enjoyed a lot of success doing textile installations. They're sort of biomorphic, and they're recycled materials, and I called them like Happy Contagion or Biolab, and I've shown them probably about 10 times recently in town. It was at Heartland at the Joe McCauley Gallery, and through social media, it was picked up by the Illinois State Museum, and it's currently in an exhibit called Toy Box at the State Museum in Lockport. So that was big for me, starting later in my life, being an artist, that I'm in a museum. It's different enough, the textile pieces, that they're getting noticed. And so I still have a love for painting and printmaking. I always will. But kind of branching out into this has people notice it. It's different, I guess. Oh, and clothes.
That's what I was going to say. Her designs have been, I mean, this is just amazing. She has pillows, leggings, tennis shoes, iPhone covers, backpacks, athletic clothes.
Tell me about what you create, Jeannie.
Yes. I am also mixed media. I love collecting vintage pieces of toys and wood and jewelry and antique knobs and things like that. And I make assemblages, collages with those items. I take them all apart and use torn paper and oil pastels and drawing and all that sort of thing. Most of my time's been spent doing propping for plays locally, which I'm the most proud of.
So do you guys see yourself as artists sharing creation space, as sparking off of one another with creativity?
Definitely. It's nice to come to a place and if I see your car here, it's like, oh great, and it isn't lonely. You know, we can stay on task, but we can also just have a good time, and that's important, I think.
What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Right. So it's been very exciting, and we're really very happy.
I feel that what I'm envisioning is a very welcoming place for both for us to create, a welcoming place to have the public come and visit, a place to support other artists, to come and see the exhibits we're going to have. And there's just something about we want to get art out there, and in a non-judgmental way.
Fun way.
In a fun way, and people have an enriched life because of it. And I think we all need that in our life. So we want to work together to help offer that to our community.
That's Jan Brandt and Jeannie Breitweiser. The new Jan Brandt Gallery is at 1305 Morrissey Drive in Bloomington. The gallery is currently featuring Burn Pile, a collaborative installation by Heather Brandmeier, and Jessica Bigham. I'm Laura Kennedy.